This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is part of our episode, Our Bodies, Our Gender. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Journalist Bree Ripley says she encountered gender bias when she decided she wanted to get her tubes tied. She's 24 and had decided in her teens that she never wanted to have children. But when she went looking to get the procedure done, she was told no again and again. Bree says the pushback she heard didn't seem like clinical opinions. Instead, she felt the doctor's refusal was based on their ideas about what's best for a young woman. Here's her story.
My mom was the first person to tell me, you don't have to have babies. And that made sense to me.
You know how people imagine getting married and having weddings? I didn't really dream of any of that. In fact, I didn't think I was going to have kids.
What changed your mind?
Getting pregnant with you.
That's my mom. For my entire childhood, she was addicted to pain meds. Then later, she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, the kind where she was in and out of the hospital for suicide attempts. Watching my mom struggle made me feel helpless, and like I was dealing with the side effects of her illness. Coaches often had to drive me home after basketball practice because my mom would either forget or be too high to drive. And when my mom forgot to pack my lunch, kind cafeteria workers at school let me have free lunch so I could eat those little square pizza slices. If I was to have children, I know that it's only slightly likely that I would pass along my mom's issues to them. I decided that I didn't want to take any chance on that. And I get that plenty of people with mental health issues live happy, healthy, full lives. But this decision isn't about other people. This is about me and what I want for myself and for my future, which is why I wanted to nip my branch of the family tree in the bud. So when I was 17, I started asking doctors to sterilize me, but they wouldn't. They told me things like, "You're too young to know this is the right choice for you." I put a call out to speak with women who wanted to get their tubes tied. A lot of them heard similar things from their doctors.
Basically, I was just told, absolutely not, no way, no how. You have to have kids first.
Well, what if you change your mind, and what if you meet a nice guy?
You'll meet a man one day who will want you to have his kids, and if you can't do that for him, he won't love you anymore.
She needed to have both of us do marriage counseling for a year.
When I was 20, she told me to ask again at 23.
It was a decade of trying to get them tied.
Then at 23, she told me to ask again at 25.
Not until you've turned 35.
Oh, you'll change your mind.
Oh, you'll change your mind.
I changed my mind.
Tequila Rivera is one of the women I spoke with. She's wanted to have her tubes tied since she was 16. Instead, doctors offered her less permanent forms of birth control, like the NuvaRing. But after a year of using it, she wasn't feeling right. She wondered, dang, could I be pregnant?
I went to the doctor and they did a pregnancy test and they were like, no, you're not pregnant. You're using the NuvaRing correctly. We don't know what's wrong. So I go back to the doctor a couple of weeks later and they were like, oh, you actually are pregnant. We're sorry. And I'm thinking, oh.
That oh moment? That's a moment of realization I'm trying to avoid. So I've tried the pill, the patch, the arm implant, and the Depo-Provera shot. Every one of these birth control options came with a litany of hormonal side effects, which felt like my emotions were out of control. So finally, I tried an IUD, but after a year of using that, my body expelled it during a particularly painful period. Less permanent options didn't work for me. I know you guys might be thinking, this pushback from doctors who refused to tie my tubes is all about me being young, but it's not. It's about doctors not trusting me as a woman with my own body. I spoke with women who were in their 40s and in their 50s who also got a lot of pushback when they inquired about making the same decision. Angela Hinorio is one of them. When she decided to have a child in 1989, when she was 41, she wanted to have her tubes tied right after she gave birth, but doctors refused to do it.
So they told me that if I still wanted to tie my tubes in 2 or 3 years, they would do it.
When my guy friend, Luke Beetham, decided he never wanted to be a dad, it was a lot easier. He was 29, single, and didn't have any children when he reached out to a physician named Dr. Snip. The doctor only performs vasectomies.
I did a pre-visit, an interview to find out if I was a candidate, and I think given like a cool off period of maybe a week or a couple weeks.
A couple of weeks. That's annoying to hear. I'd been trying to find a doctor who would tie my tubes for 5 years, but there's just not anything like a walk-in vasectomy clinic for women. There are online resources. Thanks to some journalistic sleuthing, I found a message board called a subreddit. And that's when I found an OBGYN named Sue Marini. Presto. Thanks, Internet. After a short doctor's visit where I assured her this was something I really wanted for myself, we scheduled my surgery.
And here's the NOMI medication, make you a little sting.
And let's see, any allergies? Are you allergic to any medication?
No.
Have you ever had a reaction to latex?
No.
No. Okay, perfect.
The tubal ligation option I chose was one that removed my fallopian tubes entirely. It's been just over a year since the procedure. I'm 24 now, and I feel closer to my ideal self. And intimacy is great now that I don't think about an unplanned pregnancy. But I look forward to all the other surprises that life's gonna bring me.
That's journalist Bree Ripley. She wanted to get her tubes tied ever since she was a teenager.